You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says more than 700 people fleeing war and poverty are believed to have drowned in the Mediterranean Sea in recent days. Survivors claim dozens of children are among those feared dead. Stefan Boss reports that the UNHCR has warned Europe that the death toll will rise further unless more legal ways are opened for asylum seekers in Europe.
A week of shipwrecks and death in the Mediterranean has culminated with harrowing testimony from refugees who narrowly survived these tragedies. They say hundreds have drowned, including at least 40 children. Now the UN refugee agency UNHCR has confirmed their stories, saying hundreds drowned in three Mediterranean Sea shipwrecks south of Italy in the last few days alone. UNHCR spokesperson Charlotta Sami says thousands have been rescued since Monday, May 23rd.
15,000 people have been rescued by the Italian Coast Guard, the Italian Navy, and many other assets. But yeah, I mean, from the survivors that are still landing in Italy, we heard that at least 700 people may have died and gone missing. Several bodies have been recovered out of three shipwrecks that have happened on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. But then there were also other incidents, like, for example, four women have died on a boat because of suffocation and burns, and we have an orphan of 9 months only, and several other people would have fallen off the boat.
The Italian Navy released video of an operation last week in which it said 562 people were rescued and five found dead. A large wooden fishing boat carrying desperate people capsized off the coast of Libya. Hundreds of migrants were seen in the water swimming away as Italian sailors threw life jackets. An Italian Navy patrol boat had approached the vessel to hand out life jackets, but before it could begin a rescue, the boat flipped over due to the sudden movement of passengers. A helicopter and several rubber motorboats were eventually used in the rescue operations. Yet UNHCR spokeswoman Tsami warns of more tragedies to come.
What is happening is that, I mean, you know, this is the new normal. It's awful, but basically the central Mediterranean route is confirmed the most dreadful. It's very much needed to open some legal way for those that have right to asylum to arrive to Europe. Otherwise, they will continue to get on this really, flimsy boat.
She adds survivors say human smugglers often push people out of boats into the sea. But for now, the European Union seems unwilling to take in many more refugees. The Balkan route is virtually closed off, and several EU countries don't even want to participate in a plan to distribute some 160,000 refugees among member states. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.